And at the end of this month, there will be a family photo fest at Mount Sequoia to benefit the Northwest Arkansas Family Network. 20 years ago, a professional woman with two young children needed some help with disciplining them. She turned to her community for parenting tips, yet couldn't find any information. And so the Northwest Arkansas Family Network was born. Judy Singleton is the executive director of the organization. Her background is in child abuse and neglect prevention and Head Start in-home education for moms and dads to prevent child abuse and neglect.
There are a lot of risk factors for abuse and neglect. Some of those involve parenting itself, not knowing a child's developmental capabilities. So if you're expecting a six-month-old to be potty trained and they are not potty training, parents can get extremely angry about that. But it's those developmental expectations and appropriate expectations for your children that can be a snag for some families.
So started the Family Network's home visiting and in-home education programs. Parents' personality issues may also contribute to abuse because they don't know how to cope or have anger issues, and it's often taken out on the children. Judy says the majority of child abuse cases are for children that are under the age of five.
Those are the most vulnerable population because they can't stand up for themselves, and the littlest ones can't say, "Don't hit me, Dad," or "Don't hit me, Mom," or "What did I do wrong?"
There are other factors that lead to child abuse. Perhaps the parent didn't have a proper role model themselves and just don't know how to handle the discipline of a small child. Family Network has three thrusts that it works with: the prenatal stage, child development, and adult development. During the prenatal stage, the most important part is ensuring that a mom is getting prenatal care, avoiding substance abuse, and eating well in order to deliver a healthy baby. Many young mothers don't realize that a low birth weight baby could have developmental disabilities later on. The organization will often work with mothers considering abortion or letting another family member take care of that baby in order to educate the mother and their family that they are fully capable of caring for their own child.
And a real fun instance, right before Christmas, I got an email from a young woman who's 27. She said, "I don't know if you remember me or not, but you worked with me when I was 15. My daughter is now 12. And for her to have that connection to the program, that she was so impacted that it made such a difference in her life, and to seek me out with an email address to let me know that, was really important. Her mom wanted to raise the child because she was so young. She wanted her to sleep in her room. She wanted to feed her. But this young mom wanted to do the job herself. So our job was to teach her the skills to be the good mom."
Judy says afterbirth is the fun part for the parent educators. They don't lecture or give out handouts. They provide hands-on education, showing new parents how to soothe a fussy baby or how to interact with the baby so that they are developing the skills they need.
You know, what do you do with this little 6-pound, 8-pound baby that you just brought home from the hospital? They don't know you can read to them. They don't know you can get down and do particular things with them that are real interesting to the baby, that they love black and white, that they love sound, that they love shiny mirrors. So it in tummy time, we, you know, show moms and dads, how do you get down there and do that? And what does that mean to the child? What are they learning?
Family Network works with other organizations in the region, often getting referrals of families that could benefit from their services. The only eligibility criteria is that the mom is pregnant with their first baby or has just had their first baby, and they enroll them in the first 3 months. Though if they have 10 applicants and only 5 openings, they do look at certain criteria, such as being a single mom, problems with housing, prenatal care, no family support, and so on. As a nonprofit, the Northwest Arkansas Family Network needs funding. Much of that comes in the form of grants and community support. Both monetary and physical donations are welcome, in particular books. The Family Network teaches parents the importance of literacy. The organization also has an annual event, the Family Photo Fest, at the end of October and beginning of November. This year will mark the 11th year.
The reason that we came up with this, we tried to have fundraisers that are family friendly and focused on family issues so that they can kind of relate that not everyone is as fortunate as they are. So if they can give to someone who's less fortunate to have a better family life, they can make that that mental connection. So having families come and have portraits done on the mountain, then they get to view their proofs. They can choose what they want for portraits. They can choose what they want for their holiday cards.
A professional set of photos in a beautiful fall setting. It's perfect for families looking for a holiday photo.
It's about families helping families.
That's Tavy Ellis, a photographer who is donating her time to take pictures. She once worked at a local photo developer who developed the pictures from Family Photo Fest, and now she's behind the camera. She is also the mother of two young children.
I did a lot of reading and talked to my family. I have a long line of strong women in my family, great mothers, and so I was fortunate enough to be able to learn from them.
But not everyone has that. And so Tavy is donating her time and her expertise to capture photos for the fourth year. Though all families are unique, many want to capture little children, who are not typically known for sitting still. Picture the photographer waving the squeaky toy behind the camera.
I guess I just use my innate skills as a mother, the tactics I would use with my own kids to get their attention and keep them still. It's all about family, so I'm blessed to use my skills with my own family on those that I take pictures of.
The Mount Sequoia location offers numerous places to pose. The hike between often serves as an energy outlet for many of the youngins. Whether a young couple celebrating an engagement, a group of siblings wanting to give the gift of film to their mother celebrating her 90th birthday, or a couple whose family is five dogs.
Family dynamic has changed so much over the generations. Family can mean almost anything now. And so you never know exactly what you're going to get. But my focus is to create quality family portraits that will hopefully last for generations.
About 60 families participated in last year's fest, with Tavy taking photos of close to 30 of them. Families can make their appointment for a sitting either the last weekend of October or the first weekend of November by calling 927-3659 or visiting the Northwest Arkansas Family Network's website, familynetworknwa.com. This is Ozarks at Large.